Hello and good evening, everyone. This is Estra and Tovo on the Hackerspaces Signal Radio. And tonight we're having another episode, which is episode 2, by the way, of Disassembling Babel, Applied German for Immigrationsanwärterkandidaten. This is season 1, episode 2. Hi, Tovo.
Hi, Estra.
Yeah. Let's probably do a little recap of what we did in our first episode, since it's been a month already, hasn't it?
You say now that it's been a month, but in my memory, it's more like 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but I couldn't really tell.
Well, that is highly possible. Sure. I don't have any sense for time or locations.
Yeah, it's anyway. And also a very fluid schedule, as I can see here. I just looked this
probable.
Up.
So let's just say, what's the recap of episode 1 of Disassembling Babel? What did we learn last time? Did we learn anything?
Yeah, well, we probably didn't learn anything, but we taught something. And what we taught is teaching people how to say hello in German, a couple of common introductory questions like the equivalents of how are you or where you're from or something, and a bit of grammar, the male gender.
Male gender. Well, actually, why don't we just do a little listen and repeat session? I'd do as if nothing has happened and we hadn't talked yet at all. Failure. I thought there was 2.3% less confusion in this episode. But anyway,
yeah, 2.3% less confusion of about 10 million units of confusion is not that much, but it's a bit.
That's fair enough.
We have an agenda.
We do have an agenda. Let's do a quick rewind. Hello, allerseits. Willkommen bei Disassembling Babel. Hallo, Tovo.
Hallo, Astera.
Hi. Wie geht's dir, Tovo?
Mir geht es gut. Wie geht es dir?
Mir geht es gut. Mir geht es bestens, genau genommen. Wir werden heute den Female Gender, also den weiblichen Artikel durchnehmen, oder die Deklination des weiblichen Artikels. Gehen wir noch mal kurz die männliche Deklination durch. Let's just recap the male gender.
Yeah.
On a little example. How about we stick to our conference topic then?
Genau. We have, as you might know, in the end of December, the Congress in Germany, in Berlin. And so the Congress itself, when said by Germans, is a male word. So we have der Congress. Well, that's the first case. And as a quick iteration, you can look up the cases on our wiki, but to decline it would be der Congress, des Congresses. There's an adjustment word at the end. Dem Congress und den Congress for the singular forms.
Isn't there multiple congresses in Berlin or around the world? So we might even talk about multiple congresses in general. As in the plural of congresses.
Yeah, you can also use the plural form in the sense of last congresses, like the of the last 3 years. Dann hätten wir die Kongresse, something belonging to them. The review of something, like the review of the congresses, would be der Rückblick der Kongresse. And the other two cases would be den Kongressen und die Kongresse. As you can see, with our last example, with yogurt, there wasn't any flectation at the end of the word, but in this case we have an adjustment to the current case.
Okay, now if we wouldn't use the term Kongress, but use a more general form, like Konferenz. How about Konferenz? Is that male or female?
The Konferenz, again, is a female term. It's like most social terms are actually female in German. It's like the meeting or something, also the...
Das Treffen.
In the sense of the Treffen. Ja, also die Verabredung zum Beispiel oder die something. Mein Beispiel, my examples are flying away again. I have them noted somewhere here. genau, die Einladung, die Verabredung, die Feier, the invitation, the appointment and the party. It's all very, social events are female in gender.
So, if people who want to study German or want to even actually use German at the Congress would talk about another conference, not the Congress itself, but about a conference, they would have to learn the female gender, right? And how to decline.
Indeed.
Konferenz. How would you do that?
So, we start with the feminine singular form, nominative case, which would be just die Konferenz. It's, well, most the same. You just take the base word and put a D in front of it. It's written like die, but don't confuse it with the actual verb dying from English, please. Then we have our other cases. If you remember the genitive case, which is the possessive case, would be der Konferenz. Be wary, this is the same form as masculine nominative, but yeah, it's confusing, but you'll learn that. And to shock you even more, the dative case, which is the addressing form, would be der Konferenz, again, same, both times using the der article. And the accusative case would be die, again.
That sounds fairly simple and straightforward. It doesn't sound German at all.
Yes, so you have this ABBA pattern, like you can notice that it's die, der, die in singular.
Now, talking about more than one conference.
Of course, the plural form, again, is also quite easy because it's exactly the same as the male plural. And as a slight preview, also the neutral plurals will also be the same as the male plurals because they're all the same. So we have, I'll just iterate them quickly. You can recap the case definitions by themselves. Die Konferenzen. Der Konferenzen, den Konferenzen und die Konferenzen. Again, same as male, just. Yeah.
So, doing a little listen and repeat on that, it would be die Konferenz, der Konferenz, der Konferenz, die Konferenz in singular, and Stover the plural.
In the plural, it would be die Konferenzen, der Konferenzen, den Konferenzen, and die Konferenzen.
Awesome. That was so much easier than the male case. I'm quite pleased with the female case, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Miss Android.
Well... Now, we should probably think of how to use this in a general, more general discussion. Let's say we are at a conference, and for this one time, we decided that we're going to switch to some highly hypothetical characters that have in no way anything to do with any real people, as we did last time.
Because Tobo was feeling very awkward about this.
Not only Tobo was, possibly. How about we meet again at the conference and introduce ourselves in German. And I'm pretty sure that all our listeners will be able to follow. Mm-hmm. Hallo.
Hi, ich bin Brian. Wer bist du?
Ich bin Alice. Woher kommst du, Brian?
Ich komme aus den Vereinigten Staaten, aus den USA.
Ich komme aus Finnland.
Was machst du hier?
Ich bin hier auf dem Kongress. Das ist schon die 10. Konferenz dieses Jahr, auf der ich bin.
Oh, du gehst zu 10 Konferenzen in einem Jahr?
Ja, falls ich richtig zählen kann, waren das 10. Aber das mit dem Zählen habe ich noch nicht so genau geübt.
Ich bin nur auf eine Konferenz gegangen dieses Jahr und das wäre der Kongress.
Ich glaube, du warst auf 2 Konferenzen, denn ich habe dich auf der SIGINT schon mal gesehen.
Ja, stimmt, auf der SIGINT war ich auch noch, aber ja, uns auf einer dritten Konferenz in den USA, aber die ist keine Hacker-Konferenz gewesen.
Okay, so what we were talking about here was we did briefly introduce a couple of numbers, but we're getting back to the numbers part later on the show.
This was very spontaneous now.
Brian is actually from the United States of America, shortly USA. I, Elisa, am from Finland. We're both meeting in Berlin. And this is my 10th conference this year. So the first Congress, but the 10th conference. Tovo has already been to two other conferences. But probably I'm more interested
in what... I've been to one conference and...
Probably we're both more interested in what the other person is doing at this Congress. Mm-hmm. So we might ask the other person, what are you doing here? Was machst du hier?
Which I did. Ja, was machst du hier, Alisa?
Ich habe gerade bei Mitch Altman einen TV Begun gebaut.
Was ist ein TV Begun?
Ein TV Begun ist ein Gerät, mit dem man andere Monitore, vor allem Fernseher, abdrehen kann. So
das
a TV Begun is a machine with which you could turn off other monitors, especially TV sets. Aber ich habe ihn noch nicht ausprobiert. I haven't tried it yet.
Dann sollten wir das doch mal tun gehen. Then we should try this.
Wo kann man hier einen TV Begun ausprobieren? Where could we try out a TV Begun here?
Direkt nebenan gibt es einen Mediamarkt. Immediately next door, there's a Mediamarkt, a German electronics store.
Yeah, you should actually remember the Mediamarkt. It's really important, I think, if you come to
It's really important if you want to pick up a decked phone and back 3 days later.
So, in a little story, possibly, Tovo and I are, oh, Brian and me, but so to say, are going to a Mediamarkt to try out a TV Begun. But also I'm feeling a little hungry. Ich bin hungrig.
Oh ja, also, wait. ich bin auch ein bisschen hungrig und würde auch was essen gehen. Gerne.
So, Brian is also a little hungry and would like to go eat something. Ich würde ich würde gern mit dir etwas essen gehen. I would like to go have something to eat with you.
That sounds like a great idea. Yeah, wait, that's the English. das klingt wie eine tolle Idee.
Das ist eine tolle Idee. This is a great idea. So, probably we want to keep up our little German discussion in German, although both of us might even be better off talking in English. Given the fact that Brian comes from the States and I come from Finland, but whatever.
And the common spoken language of the Congress actually is broken English, but yeah.
We're just going to switch to broken German.
Yes, broken German is very good.
Okay, so to recap this whole dialogue, we're going to introduce ourselves again, ask each other what they're doing here, and decide to go to Mediamarkt and have some dinner afterwards. Hallo.
Hi, ich bin Brian. Wer bist du?
Ich bin Alisa. Woher kommst du, Brian?
Aus den Vereinigten Staaten. Wo kommst du her?
Ich komme aus Finnland.
Und was machst du hier?
Ich bin auf den Kongress gekommen. Das ist meine 10. Konferenz in diesem Jahr. Und habe bis jetzt hier ein TV Begun gebaut.
Mhm.
Ich habe den TV
Begon.
Oh, ein TV Begon ist ein Gerät, mit dem man Fernseher abschalten kann. Ich habe meinen TV Begon aber noch nicht ausprobiert.
Meinst du, wir sollten ihn ausprobieren gehen?
Ich denke, wir sollten den TV Begon ausprobieren gehen. Wo können wir das tun?
Nebenan gibt es einen Mediamarkt.
Gehen wir zum Mediamarkt.
Ja, klingt nach einer Idee. Und bist du auch hungrig?
Ich bin auch ein wenig hungrig. Möchtest du etwas essen gehen?
Das klingt nach einer tollen Idee.
Perfekt.
Yay.
So.
We can remember what we said.
Brian and me are off to Mediamarkt. Switching off TVs. I guess everyone can imagine that.
And getting thrown out and adding to the high score list of the Congress every year of people getting thrown out of Mediamarkt.
Awesome.
There actually is one. Watch the wiki.
Oh, watch the door. They actually put the list on the door, most likely.
Yeah, they put the door, and there's the wiki list, and there's bonus points for getting multiple throwouts.
But while at the Mediamarkt, I realize... it's not really me who realizes. In the story, it's me who realizes that I still need some Lego to build myself something. Not sure what that would be, but this is due to public request. We are going to briefly discuss how and where to pick up Lego. Such plastic building elements, which kids probably use a lot. I just recently actually stumbled across a link to a blog where the blogging person built a DJing table out of Lego. So this could be one possibility as to why you need Lego in Germany.
Also, it's very good for fixing things because you can actually like make some small Lego constructs, which are comparatively cheap to fix up something. Or
you could make cases out of it, I guess.
Like decorating. You can make cases out of it, or you can like decorate walls where parts are missing or something. Yeah, that's also a very nice idea.
Walls where parts are missing. I'm not sure I trust these walls.
There's this little image on Soup where they're like the corner of a building or something. There's like a small bit of the masonry is broken, like at the bottom. It's not really big, but it's like there is something missing, and someone just filled it in.
Tobu, I think your connection just dropped.
I thought so too, because I wasn't... Yeah, they cut off.
It is pretty lossy. Okay, I hope this gets better again.
There's images and soup, and let's just go on about it.
So we are at a shopping mall. Ein Einkaufszentrum. Das Einkaufszentrum, Neotrum. We are at the shopping mall, and I decide that I have to pick up some Lego for a friend of mine. No clue as to where I'd get that, but apparently Tobel has been to Berlin multiple times before, and so he knows where to go.
Not a map address. No map addresses, though, just general ideas.
Oh, Brian. Mir fällt ein, ich sollte Lego einkaufen für einen Freund.
Sollst du Lego holen? Okay.
Wo könnte ich Lego finden?
Es gibt generell in Spiel, also bei uns in Deutschland wird es in Spielwarengeschäften verkauft. That's for the English people, that's toy stores, so to say. Und wir haben hier auch zum Beispiel einen Toys R Us.
Dann lass uns zum Toys R Us gehen.
Ja. Und da finden wir den einfach und können uns die einfach so kaufen und aufs Band legen. It works like a superstore. I don't really know how to say this. It's shopping.
Lass uns Lego einkaufen gehen in einem Toys R Us.
Oh ja, und manchmal gibt es auch in einigen Supermärkten Spielwarenabteilungen und da findet man auch Lego.
So sometimes also in supermarkets you'd find some toy store alike.
Toy aisles.
What do you call that? Aisles, yeah. Where you'd possibly be able to pick up some Lego. Now I hope this answered the question of whoever asked us about talking about buying Lego. Possibly,
I have
possibly
no idea.
Not. If not, we will answer it in private or at the Congress. but for now, we are hungry, like seriously hungry. We've been turning off multiple TV sets. Actually, we could go think about how many TV sets we could turn off at a MediaMarkt store. I'd say we start by turning off one TV set.
You could just count up. because... Like,
how would you translate this?
Okay.
Like...
Wie viel, does I go like, okay, how many TVs do we have here?
One, wie viele TV-Geräte haben wir hier? Zählen wir TV-Geräte? Zählen wir Fernseher? So, Fernseher and TV-Gerät basically is the same thing, which is TV set. I guess Fernseher is the more commonly used term for that.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go through the plural of Fernseher and assign it some numbers. Ein Fernseher, of course, is singular. How about you, Tova? Are you going to turn off the TV as well?
Sorry, so someone just like, I guess someone started a torrent here. Yeah, ich schalte einen Fernseher aus. Yeah, how to go about this? I just count them, actually.
Oh, well, I mean, we could turn off two TV sets, so I'd say, wir schalten zwei Fernseher aus.
Aber da ist noch einen dritten, also könnten wir drei Fernseher ausschalten.
Wir schalten vier Fernseher aus?
Wir können fünf Fernseher ausschalten.
Wir schalten sechs Fernseher aus.
Oder vielleicht sogar sieben Fernseher?
Acht Fernseher klingt wie eine gute Zahl.
Ich sehe da drüben noch einen neunten Fernseher.
Tja, dann können wir auch gleich zehn Fernseher ausschalten. Again, let's just do a quick listen and repeat of numbers. Tobu, what's the numbers from 1 to 10 again?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 und 10.
To repeat this again by a female voice, which might not sound all that differently. Actually, you know, Tobu, we missed the most important part. Us hackers do not start by counting one.
Oh, right.
So let's introduce the most important number ever, which is zero. Null.
Or as programmers might know it, as the null. Yeah.
Null, right. This is actually
all
really easy.
All
my God, German is so easy. I hope all our listeners think just alike. But yeah, I'm gonna go through 0 to 10 then, maybe.
0 to 9.
let's keep it with 10. We can do 16 next time. 0. Fair enough. 0. 1. 2. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Well, now that we have turned off 10 TV sets, jetzt da wir 10 Fernseher abgedreht haben, should we go have something for dinner together? Sollen wir Abendessen gehen gemeinsam?
Das klingt nach einer tollen Idee.
Sounds like a plan. So we're off to... what do you feel like eating today, Topo? Was möchtest du gerne essen?
Irgendwie habe ich Hunger auf Burritos.
Burritos klingen auch nach einer guten Idee. Wir haben heute hier sehr viele gute Ideen. We have a lot of good ideas here today.
Yay!
Yay, Burritos!
Adia Party.
Well, I was just thinking that probably we should introduce Dolores to our listeners since it's so close to the Congress, but then again, Congress might not happen at this very location this year. So we could drop this idea.
It is happening at BCC, I can say that much.
Oh, that's official. Awesome. Great. I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So we do not have to take the underground. Still, as I am from Finland, I might not know about this fact and ask you about it. Brian, müssen wir die U-Bahn nehmen, um Burritos essen zu gehen? Brian, do we have to take the underground to go eat burritos?
Nein, wir können zu Fuß gehen. We can go by foot.
Dann lass uns gehen. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's walk. Walk. Walking in German works pretty much the same as anywhere else in the world, I have to admit. So the walking part is probably not an experience at all.
Except that in Germany, I don't know. I think America has these walk, don't walk signs, huh?
Probably so, but then again, we have pretty much the same thing. It just looks a little differently.
Yeah, but we have people in there, and they have like I think it's text, isn't it? Or I'm just
is that what you mean? You might be right. I never really paid much attention to traffic lights, but you might actually be right.
Because I if I remember movies from New York, I actually was in America, so I'm not a very good source there. But scenes from New York, you have these like passenger traffic lights which say walk and don't walk. And in Germany, you have like little symbols of people walking and not walking.
In any way, we walk, wir gehen, and we arrive at a place called Dolores. Wir kommen an... By Dolores. Where they sell burritos. Which is, well, it's a female name.
Name, so it's...
However, in this case...
We say Die Dolores.
We say Die Dolores, but the burrito place more or less
is
just
das Dolores,
a place,
but
and therefore Das Dolores, right. Neotrum, next episode and stuffs.
Yeah.
Well, I guess... Dolores gives us various options of burritos, like a classic burrito or a vegan burrito. Turns out, Alisa is vegan. Let's see how this whole ordering process goes. We arrive at the counter, and of course, as we're very, very nice people, whether we're German or not, we say hello. Hello. Actually, how about you are the person behind the counter, Tovo, or shall I be the person behind the counter? Well, I'm female, I could be behind the counter.
No, gender roles.
Yes. Had to introduce them. Okay, so, Tovo and
my
Alisa...
My voice quality just went down on that way, so because...
It did, just a little bit. We can still hear you fine. So Dolores and... Brian and Alisa arrive at the burrito place at the counter...
Dolores.
And Brian tries to order in German. Hello.
Ja, guten Abend.
Was darf ich für euch sein?
Wir hätten gerne zwei Burritos. Und einen davon vegetarisch.
English?
Yeah, we would like to have two burritos and one of those vegetarian. Vegan, sorry. So einen davon vegan.
Zwei Burritos. Möchten Sie Guacamole dazu? Would you like some guacamole with your burritos?
Ja, bitte. Yes, please.
Darf es auch etwas zu trinken sein? May we serve you something to drink?
Ja, gerne. Für mich eine Cola und für Alisa Punkt, Punkt, Punkt.
Alisa nimmt einen Erdbeersaft.
Und Alisa möchte einen Erdbeersaft. Danke. So, for me, it would be a cola and Alisa would like a strawberry juice. Which is a bit odd for burrito combination.
No, not at all. They do sell strawberry juice at homemade strawberry, organic strawberry juice at Dolores. But anyway, so, also eine Cola und ein Erdbeersaft. One Coke and one glass of strawberry juice. Darf es noch etwas sein? Maybe anything else?
Nein, das war's. Danke. No, that's all. Thanks.
Küche, das sind dann zwei Burritos mit Guacamole, einer vegan, ein Erdbeersaft und eine Cola. We didn't really pay much attention to the numbers here, did we? Probably they do sell cookies. And Elise is eyeing these cookies suspiciously since minutes. What do you do, Tobo? You might just ask her whether she wants a cookie or two.
Yeah. Du siehst so aus, als würdest du gerne einen Keks haben. You look like you want a cookie. Which sounds very funny if I'm saying it.
It sounds super funny. Actually, we could introduce a meme here, because memes are very special. Memes are super important, as we, I think, mentioned already in the first episode. Do you know which meme I'm talking about, Hobo? I mean, you aren't. It's Setz dich hin, nimm dir einen Keks.
Yep.
Take it's a seat, German, take a cookie.
Yeah, it's a German saying for like, if someone's new there and a bit confused about what's up or something, like, you tell them to take a seat and have a cookie, because it's like, just sit down, eat something, and watch what people are doing, so to say.
Probably it's just like, put your mind at ease, everything's fine, just sit down, take a cookie. You could really use this at any point. Therefore, we are going to repeat it again. It's again listen and repeat time. We need a gong or something. Thank you. Setz dich hin, nimm dir einen Keks.
I'm supposed to say something?
No. People are supposed to repeat this without us influencing on them distracting them or something. Setz dich hin, nimm dir einen Keks. back to the burrito place. Tobu, you were asking Elisa whether she wants a cookie or two, weren't you? What did you say? I forgot your question.
My exact phrase, which was a bit sounded a bit pedophile, was du siehst aus, als würdest du gerne einen Keks haben wollen.
You look like you would like to have a cookie. Ich hätte gerne einen Keks. I would like to have a cookie. Or, to make it more easy even, ich möchte einen Keks. I'd like a cookie. Or, more easy even, ich will einen Keks. I want a cookie.
Or the very easy form, keks are...
Actually, yeah, keks would probably even be enough. But I'm a polite Finnish girl. Not sure whether people in Finland are polite, but let's just assume they are.
No, actually not.
Not so much? Well, in that case, as I'm invited out for dinner, I'm not going to be so polite as only to ask for one cookie. But I would like more than one cookie. Ich möchte mehrere cookies. I would like multiple cookies.
Kekse.
Or, right. Kekse. Ich will mehrere Kekse. Ich möchte nicht einen Keks, ich will zwei Kekse. Oder ich will drei Kekse. Wenn du auch einen Keks möchtest, möchte ich vier Kekse.
Vielleicht willst du auch fünf oder sechs Kekse. Vielleicht auch noch mehr, noch einen weiteren, einen siebten.
Ich glaube, acht Kekse klingen gut. Und wir könnten meinem Freund, der mit den Legosteinen, zwei Kekse mitnehmen.
Also
das wären dann
einen neunten
und einen zehnten Keks. Zehn Kekse.
Zehn Kekse.
Zehn Kekse it is. So, me again being the person behind the counter. Darf es noch etwas sein? Maybe anything else?
Ja, wir hätten gerne noch 10 Kekse.
10 Kekse kommen sofort. 10 cookies will be ready in any minute.
Coming right up.
Coming right up. Probably we're not gonna meet this lovely waitress again. Therefore, she's gonna wish us something which is truly German and which, oddly enough, no American person at least seems to understand. Which is just a... Maybe it's German politeness, although Germans are not that polite either. But if Germans go to... are going to have food in any way with someone else, they wish them a good appetite. It's just like, you know, like a saying. It doesn't really refer in any way to having appetite or not, but more like enjoy your meal is, I guess, what the proper English translation would be. Although what it basically means is good appetite. So the person behind the counter... Dolores is wishing us a good appetite. Guten Appetit!
Ja, danke und einen schönen Abend noch. Thanks and a good evening.
Schönen Abend. Well, Brian, not Tobo. Brian and Alisa are picking up their food, having dinner. And again, as they start to eat, Alisa wishes Tobo a good appetite. Guten Appetit, Brian.
Ja, guten Appetit, Alisa. Oder that would be the direct response. The other alternative would be to say, danke gleichfalls. Thanks, you too. It's gleichfalls. It's wishes the same in return. It's a shorthand for that. I wish you the same. Ich wünsche dir das Gleiche. Gleichfalls.
Now, guten Appetit is a term that you frequently hear, but even more frequently, you hear something else. At least in Austria, that's the case. You might correct me there, Tovo. But we say Mahlzeit, which roughly translated would mean eating time, I guess, or food time.
It's eating time. It's more like, the Mahlzeit is also used in German. It's the origins are a bit complex, but it's mostly term for someone. It's a greeting too. It can be used as a greeting. If you meet someone going to the canteen or something, and you greet him at midday, you greet him with Mahlzeit. That's a mid. It's a more traditional German way, and using Mahlzeit as a good appetite sense phrase is a bit newer than that. It was actually just a greeting for the Mahlzeit at first, for the eating
time.
So
even if I say Guten Appetit, Brian would still be able to wish me Mahlzeit. Is that correct?
Or in a more, he could say Mahlzeit. Guten Appetit, or in a more colloquial form, he could also say Guten Hunger.
This is truly German. We would never say this in Austria. If you're planning a visit to Vienna, don't say Guten Hunger. People will look at you awkwardly.
Everyone will look at you awkwardly if you're German.
Since we're in Berlin, hypothetically, right now, this will be completely correct. Perfectly okay. So to repeat these three terms, please listen closely and repeat after us. Guten Appetit.
Mahlzeit.
Guten Hunger.
Und
gleichfalls. Or thank you. Danke. Thank you could also be extended to danke schön, which is thank you, beautifully, probably very, very, very literally translated.
It's just a longer form. It's more like, it doesn't really say thank you very much. It's just like says thank you with more words, which is like a bit between thank you and thank you very much.
So what would be thank you very much?
That's another German word which is actually shorter than danke schön. It's danke sehr. Which just means thanks very in a little sense. So it's the...
Another way of phrasing that in Austrian German, actually, would be vielen Dank. A lot of thanks.
It's also German. It's perfectly okay over here, too.
So we have listen and repeat. I like this listen and repeat time. It gives us so much time. Danke.
Dankeschön.
Vielen Dank.
Danke sehr.
Excellent. Enjoying our meal, we might probably discuss what other terms or phrases or even which other syntax we have learned during our stay in Berlin already at a Würstelbude. Is that what you call it in Germany?
What you're referring to, or what we're trying to refer to, is an Imbiss, or like a Wurstchenbude manchmal, like a sausage stand. Imbiss, it's a unique term, you can't really translate it. It's composed of the words in and bite, but doesn't really make sense combining it any other way. You just
an Imbiss or Imbissbude is generally a place where you have your meal, whatever that may be. Mostly it's finger food, you get like, well...
No, it's actually a bit more refined.
Potato wedges, sausages, whatever. You could have your dinner or meal while standing, right? Or you could have it for takeout.
Yep. That's the thing. An Imbissbude usually doesn't have any seating. Yeah, you just have like maybe a couple of standing tables, or you can take them along, and it's usually very small. It's might just be a mobile one which you can just put up anywhere, or a really smallish room, so like the whole store is like 20 square meters or something.
But the most important fact about an Imbiss or Imbissbude or Würstchenbude is food there is fast and cheap. It's not a McDonald's. And the people that frequent these stores might just be a little more down to earth.
It's usually more like a fast in-between snack for the working class, if you want to use these terms. You can, there's no one turning you away there, but you'll notice that's the usual clientele, whatever it's in English.
Therefore, these people might use their own syntax, and there is actually a quite amusing video lecture about that on YouTube, which we will link to from the Disassembling Babel wiki section of this episode. However, we might briefly go through since it's in German, we might briefly refer to what this video is about.
Cautionary note there. Everything which now follows is mostly grammatical crap. Do not really try to learn it like this. It's only used as an advanced lesson for speaking bad German. It's not good German. It's really, really, really crappy. It's like...
If you're planning on... You know, after Congress, a lot of people think of moving to Berlin. Now, if you're planning to move to Berlin, this might come in really handy. Knowledge of how German is spoken, like in the working class, in Germany, might just be the way to go for you.
It cannot be generalized, but yeah. But it's for learning the language itself, this is a very bad road to go down. But nevertheless, it's fun.
It is fun. Let's go through that. I think what they discuss first is that, as I believe, in German, nobody really uses the plural of terms. They just use the singular. So
in the Imbiss,
For instance. There is, let's just have a sausage and go for that. I think we, sausage would be Wurst.
Yep.
Eine Wurst, die Wurst, feminine. Mm-hmm. We're discussing numbers before as we were having cookies. If you recall that, there was ein Keks, which is singular, mm-hmm. as opposed to two cookies, which would be zwei Kekse, with an E at the end. Now, let's look at Wurst. Grammatically correct, it would be to say eine Wurst, one piece of sausage, mm-hmm. as opposed to zwei Würste, two sausages, zwei Würste.
Notiert the umlaut.
Oh, yes. Probably German isn't all that easy, after all. Let's skip that. however, it's really it becomes really easy when you go to Imbiss and ask for zwei Würste in the grammatically completely incorrect version of that. Tovo, what would you say?
To specialize, because Imbiss is very specialized in what regards sausages, we would like, I'd just like to introduce the term Bratwurst, which is like a roast sausage, if I translate this correctly in my mind right now. Roasted sausage. You just put it on the grill. Anyway, a Bratwurst. Just keep that in mind. So, you have eine Bratwurst, oder, or in Imbiss German, zwei Bratwurst. You just use the singular term and just put on a number in front. It's ein Bratwurst, zwei Bratwurst, drei Bratwurst, vier Bratwurst, und so weiter. Bitte.
Bitte. We still do not skip the please.
Some people do, but they're idiots.
let's go through the example that they use in that video, which is zwei Bratwurst bitte und einmal zwei halbe Hahn. What would that mean? So, zwei Bratwurst bitte, two pieces of roasted sausage, please, und einmal zwei halbe Hahn. Einmal zwei. Awesome. Awesome German, really.
Einmal zwei halbe.
Einmal zwei halbe Hahn. Now, what is a halbe Hahn, Tobo?
Oh, I know it. Do you know it?
I do know it.
Okay. So, in literal German, a halbe Hahn would be half a
half
chicken.
Of a cock. Yep. Cock as in chicken. The male chicken thing, which is the cock.
Half a rooster or something. Let's right. just take a one which is not half a chicken. And
but in fact,
mm-hmm. refers to just a piece of bread.
So, ein halbe Hahn is actually just half of a roll, if I'm correct. Now, if you want einmal zwei halbe Hahn, that would mean one time two pieces of half of a roll, which is basically one piece of bread.
Yeah. It's two halves of a roll, so you have it split up. And there's a special, at least in Cologne, a special variety, a halbe Hahn, which just like halbe Hahn, just said in Cologne dialect, where you get a full roll with some Gouda cheese in it. Just saying,
yeah. I actually heard about this cheese roll thing even prior to learning that a halbe Hahn could also be just a piece of bread. Listen and repeat. Zwei Bratwurst, bitte. Und einmal zwei halbe Hahn. Now, we didn't use any articles in there. But how do articles work at the Imbissbude?
Just use any.
Any? that? The video, as we're discussing this, as the video is in German again, and we would like to point out what it actually means for those people of you going to watch it. You should definitely watch it because it's really fun. They point out that the only article used at an imbiss is den. Now, if you paid close attention to our recap in the beginning of this section of Disassembling Babel, or even paid enough attention and studied on from episode 1, den refers to which case?
Accusative singular.
Well, who would have figured? We're picking just a random article in a random case and use it for anything. The example that
the thing is,
we're getting
a bit of a hang up here is the you don't use only the accusative singular male form for anything you order. Yeah, that's a very important thing. If you're referring to a specific order, you only use the den form. If you use in general, if you order in general, there's no articles. If you refer to a specific order, like which the other guy is still having, then you refer to it with den, because it's like the attributing form. There's a logic behind that. It's strange, but there is a logic behind that.
Putting this into an example, or the example that they use, it would sound like this. Kommt auf den Pommes noch was drauf? Do you want anything on your potato? Or roasted potato, or pommes frites, or...
Fritten.
What the hell is that? Cripes.
Fries.
Thank you. Chips, oh my god.
Depending on where you're coming from.
So do you want anything on your fries? Kommt auf den Pommes noch was drauf? And remember, there is no plural. Although Pommes would be plural in German, we use the singular. Gosh, this is poor.
It's very special.
Defining fries correctly. Could you do this quickly? Could you walk us through the correct declination of pommes frites for us?
I just used a short form pommes, which is the same as pommes frites, both derivative French words, which you just lose, like we don't have any clue about what we're talking. So it's a female word again, which is very in keeping with the topic. It's die pommes, der pommes, der pommes, die pommes.
Which you actually would never use, right? I mean, pommes come in plural.
There's just
always multiples of them.
Yeah.
So let's go through the plural.
Yeah. The plural again would be die pommes, der pommes, den pommes, die pommes. Again, with the borrowed words, you usually don't adjust them very much, whereas the native words get adjusted to the current case.
Like just randomly adding an E in the end of the term or whatever.
Yeah.
Germans, not a very creative folk.
We're special.
Special. Now, what was the next example? Yeah, I think they're also discussing who gets what kind of food. And instead of saying, I am getting, well, whatever, the pommes, the fries, they're saying, I am the fries. With anything. This does not only work with fries, this does not only work in singular, plural terms, whatever. Mm-hmm. You are what you eat.
Eat.
This
in
is
a
also
very
a
real
saying
way.
In German, basically. Probably it's even a saying in English. But the saying in Germany would go like, du bist, was du isst, or man ist, was man isst. You are what you eat, or you are what you eat.
One is what one eats.
Man ist, was man ist. Yeah, but it's like what one eats, but in English I would say you translate it by you, not directing it at some specific person, but saying it more in general.
But man is one is what one eats. There's actually that construct, just to use it. It's the same.
Fair enough. So, going back to the example that they used. Would you say waiter? Probably it's just the Imbissbuden owner.
It's the owner, yeah. Or the storekeeper or whatever.
He would ask. In a polite form. Wann Sie die Pommes? Where have you been the pommes? The fries? And the answer would be...
Were you the pommes?
I am the Schaschlik. He is the fries. Ich bin das Schaschlik. Er ist die Pommes. Listen, repeat. Waren Sie die Pommes? Nein. Ich bin das Schaschlik. Er ist die Pommes. This is so wrong. It couldn't be any worse.
In any way.
In any way. Probably. But no. But no. What you also heard here was, as I know it before, there is a more colloquial way of talking to people, but there's also a less personal, more formal way of addressing someone. Oh my. This is a big chapter of... Yeah, see, I am referring to see. This is a big chapter of German weirdness. If you know
it's just
someone,
formal language. Most languages have this.
Yeah, except for English, which is just so easy.
Because it's... I have a lot of opinions about English, and I'm not going to share any one of them now, because it would hit me.
In any way, this is a disclaimer for the next episode. I just wanted to say next week's episode, which is not true. So, as we're running out of time,
next week.
We are gonna introduce you to the concept of Du and Sie in the next episode as well. We are gonna walk you through the neutral articles. And we might be back with the characters of Brian and Alisa, walking you through some kind of situation that you think you might encounter. If you have any idea about any of these, you know, topics or places to go visit, things to ask, anything you would like translated, basically, write us an email. To babble@hackerspaces.org or use your Twitter account to add reply to Transbot. That's like translate and bot. Or use any other means of communication like Jabber or whatever. We hope you did learn a little bit in this episode, a little bit more than last week. Go have a look at that video. It's quite amusing. Please do also remember that theoretically there is a plural in German, and we do have a lot of articles that we also like to use. For this week's show, I would like to say goodbye to Tovo, and since we're both... since our mother tongue is German, we are going to do so in German. Bye-bye, Tovo.
Bye-bye. Tschüss, Astera.
Tschüssen.